Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Danny, I got your number. I need to make you mine. Danny, don't change your number. 867-530.
Hello, Tommy Two-Tone bringing us back. 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only. The world is happy about that. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. That's the main website where you can find the archives and the articles and the Brain Trust members, thousands of each one of those. My blog is there. What else? Ask Jim is there. Knowledge base is there. So many things. You can subscribe to my newsletter. I hope you'll do that. Subscribe to my free newsletter. Comes every Sunday afternoon by email. It gets you ready for the week ahead. I like doing Sunday afternoon because as you know, by late Sunday, your weekend is over. You're already thinking about next week, but yet you haven't been able to. You haven't necessarily gotten caught up in the whirlwind of the first of the week stuff, right? That's the reason why my newsletter is so handy there on Sunday afternoon, late afternoon. Comes in about 5 o'clock or so, 4 or 5 o'clock or so, depending on what time zone you're in. So I hope you'll subscribe to that. It's free. A lot of stuff there, including the schedule. The newsletter has the schedule of the upcoming guests on the show for the week ahead. Kind of give you an idea about who you might want to make sure you pay attention to that week. So all that's there. Also, don't forget the website for my book, The Age of the Customer. And that's ageofthecustomer.com, and you can see little videos, clips there of me narrating, me talking about the book, and some other things that are there, some endorsements, and you can buy the book there, you can buy it at Amazon. And by the way, folks, and you can learn about The Age of the Customer on that website, but there's also a bunch of articles where I serialize the book on the other website, Small Business Advocate. I hope you'll buy the book. I think you'll like it. We've sold over 60,000 copies of that book. I'm very proud of it. It's been very successful. People are really enjoying getting a lot of benefit from it. But I want you to get better. And so, you know, if you can't afford it, if you don't want to buy it, you can go to my website and read just about all of it. It's better to have it together in a book form, but you can read those articles and get the idea, get the gist of it. And that's free. Everything else we do is free. So check it all out. That's my goal. It's been my goal from day one, from the beginning of all that I do, is to make sure you have the answers you need to run your business, to get smarter, to get better, to seek excellence, and to not and for it all to be free, to get somebody else to pay for it. That's what I do. Part of my hard work is to provide all this for you and get somebody else to pay for it, so you can have it for free. So check it out, and I hope you will. I want to talk about our survey. As you know, we do an online poll, another online poll, and we did one, another one recently, and we asked about how you felt about how things are going, and eight out of ten actually have serious concerns about America's condition and future. Only 8% of you said you were optimistic about how things are. Think about that, folks. Oh, about 82% were concerned about America's future, and only 8% were optimistic. By comparison, the national average reported by Real Clear Politics, which, as you know, homogenizes 7 large polls, they reported 2/3 of Americans think we're on the wrong track. So our reporting is, our polling is a little higher than theirs. 8 out of 10 on ours, 2/3 on theirs. Perhaps the reason that our folks, our respondents, rank their concerns a little higher than other polls is because we're responsible for making payroll every week or two, right? Which under current regulatory and economic conditions is getting more and more difficult, isn't it? The last time I saw this level of concern, my friends, among Americans was almost 40 years ago during the Carter administration. In fact, President Jimmy gave the name to the general national feeling that was pervasive during the last half of his one and only term. And this actually happened, folks, in a television address. He actually said there seems to be a kind of malaise, that was his word, in the country. And he was right. Well, Jimmy Carter is a good man, but he was a poor leader. Granted, he inherited some challenging issues from the previous presidents, but he wasn't a problem solver, and he didn't inspire confidence. Does that sound familiar? I think you could replace the name at the beginning of that sentence with Barack Obama, and everything fits, with one exception. President Obama has had 2 terms to make a difference. Sadly, if you converted the polling numbers of our national condition I gave you a minute ago, the 82% or the 67%, if you converted those numbers into letters, I believe they would spell malaise. And my criticism isn't political, my friends. I worship at the throne of results. 2 things cause Americans to have a positive outlook: feeling secure and feeling successful. Unfortunately, looking at the facts and the polls in front of our eyes, these 2 areas are not positive. Here are 4 simple traits that I would like to see in our next president, and I don't care which party the possessor of these traits come from. Number 1, proven leader who hates mediocrity. Number 2, passionate about America's greatness. Number 3, politically incorrect about defending America. Absolutely politically incorrect about defending America. Number 4, believes the economy can grow at more than 2%. I want a president who believes that 2% recovery is not an expansion and they want more. They know that America can deliver more. What does your list look like? Go to my blog, jimsblog.biz. You can reply there. You can tell me what you think about what I just said. It's 29 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.